Hello everyone, so welcome to Tea with Ravi. In this session, in this podcast, in this video, let us go through some of the updates, significant updates from the Atlassian ecosystem in the last 1 week. And this week I don't really have a lot of updates because usually I keep an eye on the community portal, I keep an eye on new features, and whenever I see or I come across something interesting, I look at it, and then I of course include it in my Atlassian updates, Tea with Ravi videos, sessions, podcast, and also of course a blog post. Now I'm trying to shorten the length of these update videos / podcast because I think 10-15 minutes should be more than enough, and the idea here is to make you aware and also learn about new features, new things that are happening. So the first update is actually about Compass. Now Compass is an application from Atlassian which has been there for a while, but I never really used it for doing something useful, to be honest. Now when it comes to using Atlassian tools, I not only use the tools myself, but I also help my clients get the most out of these tools. But so far, Compass, although it looks now quite good, I've made videos in the past and I looked at Compass, and I think Atlassian is now also a bit more focused, and they are, I guess, serious about their cloud offerings and their new products, including of course Compass. Now I noticed this post on the community where the product marketing, someone from product marketing is talking about GitHub multi-organization support. So I believe what you can do now is you can have multiple GitHub repositories connected to your Compass. And I believe it has some integration with components. So, by the way, if you want to get started with Compass, you can actually do it very easily. For example, if I go to my Compass instance, you can see here, if you're watching this video, of course, that I have tried it in the past. I mean, you can create components, and I believe you can have some integration with GitHub. And I need to, of course, evaluate Compass and figure out a way to find some use cases. Or basically, I want to see if I can use it or not. And I think it is now looking quite interesting. For example, if you go to the app section, there are, few apps. In fact, not just few, but I think 10, 15 apps. Yeah, it is quite a lot. And there is an app called Sentry, which is something to do with security and alerts and release notes, PagerDuty. And there is also this GitLab and GitHub. So I have started looking at it. And if I'm able to, do something useful, I will definitely let you know. And when I first looked at Compass, my main concern was that why should I use it? Because if you want to have basically a place to have all the links, and you basically want to have like a consolidated view of everything, it makes sense, but you can still do a lot of these things in Confluence. But I'm sure maybe there is some bigger picture which I'm missing. And I will come back to Compass. Usually I come back to these tools, new products, after some time. But good to know that there is a new feature about, connecting GitHub repositories. And do give it a try. If you have any ideas on how Compass can be used, or maybe a real world example, I would love to know. The next thing that I want to talk about, it is not really an update. It is basically about EasyBI. Now, I receive a lot of requests on my channel related to EasyBI because EasyBI is a popular app for reporting. In fact, it is one of the only apps which can actually be used to do almost any kind of reporting, if not all. And recently, I made a video about using EasyBI to report on data which is from another source. So, of course, using EasyBI, you want to report on data from Jira. But good thing about EasyBI is that you can also connect it with a REST API using REST API, you can connect it to another applications. As long as there is a REST API in that particular application, you can connect it to Jira. And more than REST API, I think a better way, or I find it convenient, is to basically use something like a CSV or Google Sheet or database. Because when you're talking about Google Sheets, for example, you already have some data which is in processed form. For example, if you want to read from a different tool, you can dump things to Google Sheet, process it, and then when EasyBI is importing it, it is already importing processed data in the right format. When you use REST API, you have to basically configure a lot of things, and the data is not always straight away ready to use. So it can be a problem, but I have shown in this example, in this video, import rates from Google Sheets to create a financial report. Basically, you can pull in your users' rates from a sheet and then use that information to calculate maybe some cost, maybe for your clients. And it is actually very easy, not at all difficult. So do take a look at it, this video. I mean, this video is just one of those other videos where I have used and shown how you can use EasyBI to create wonderful reports. And by the way, today is Sunday. Usually I record these Atlassian updates, Tea with Ravi sessions videos on Sunday. And this morning, 6 o'clock my time here in the UK, 6 a.m. And that is 10:30 IST. And maybe, I mean, you can do the conversion. But basically, I did a webinar, interactive webinar, about not automation, but reporting options. So when it comes to Jira, people want to report, people want to know how they can analyze the data. And of course, you can create reports in Jira, but those reports are not always enough. You need to use an app, you need to pull data from Jira and dump it to another tool. And the topic of that particular webinar, interactive webinar, was to discuss these reporting options. And I also focused on the EasyBI. So I will be doing more webinars, interactive webinars, in future. In fact, the next one is planned for next Sunday, 27th, 6 a.m. BST. That would be 10:30 IST. And you can sign up for this webinar. The webinar topic is automation options in Jira, where I will talk about and discuss, of course, various possibilities when it comes to automations. But I'll also try to give you my suggestion, opinion, and if you're an organization who is trying to automate stuff in Jira or using Jira, then this webinar will hopefully give you some ideas. And this webinar, or these webinars that I'm planning, would be free. I don't really have any limit on the number of people who can sign up, but eventually I want to have some limit. Not really because I don't really want people to join these webinars, but I want to make these webinars, these sessions, interactive. So it is more like an event or a meetup where we can network with each other. Of course, I don't really want to just open a Zoom call and just look at each other's faces and talk random stuff. I want to have like a theme. For example, today's session, interactive webinars topic was reporting and a bit of focus on EasyBI. The next week's sessions focus would be on automation options, and we'll, of course, you know, automation in Jira, and that would be the theme. But we want to basically know each other, we want to network with each other, and potentially we can help each other. So I think that would be better than doing like a proper lecture. I mean, you can watch my videos, right? If I'm doing a webinar, then it has to be interactive. And that is what I mean, I'm not really saying that you should not take part if you don't really want to talk. I mean, you can come, you can just sit quietly, listen to what we are talking about, but it would be good if we can all, you know, interact with each other. And yeah, that is it. That is all I wanted to, you know, talk about and share in this session. Not many updates this week, but I still wanted to give you some updates because there is always something happening in the Atlassian ecosystem. And that is it. That is it for this week. I hope you enjoyed watching this video. I hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast. And I also hope you learned something new today. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.